Hello everyone, this is Ashish. Welcome back to Talkin' Fire Podcast. I'm having lovely Komal Taya with me. Damn, it feels good to start a podcast.
Yeah.
Last couple of podcasts you were starting, but for some reason, I love it when I started.
No.
Sometimes.
Now since I've gotten the pace, now I feel like starting every time. I also have some things in my mind that I'm going to start like this. And I want it to be different every time.
Well, seems fair. Komal was just not teaching me how to sit for a podcast. Thanks for that. I always realize that, why is this mic at my face all the time? Hopefully this time it is not.
Yeah.
So you're more pro at podcast than me.
Exactly. How's that? I don't know, like, you watch podcasts more than me, but it feels like I'm the one who gives the quickest solution and the most fit solution according to this situation.
Well, technically, I listen to podcasts, so I never pay attention to how it should look.
But you also used to see it, like if I say Joe Rogan.
But nobody watches podcasts, no? I don't know about you, though. Because that's the thing that I like about podcasts. Most people just listen to podcasts.
Don't tell me that you haven't even watched it for 1 or 2 minutes.
Earlier, I used to.
Yeah, you did at one stage of your life, right? Yeah. You did, ultimately.
You got me. Got me. 2 minutes in, Komal wins already. God.
The debate starts. It's always like that.
We were little.
But nowadays, I'm winning more. I don't know how.
Because I just find no point on arguing with you.
No, it's not. You also get some missive at that moment. Like, you're saying true.
All right.
You're true. Everything you're saying, it's truth. Yeah. It makes sense.
Talk us through your journey of enlightenment. How did you become so cool? How do you know everything, Ms. Komal Taya?
I'm not saying I'm perfectionist. I don't know.
I always, whenever
in research also, when you find problems, so you always get to basics. It's something like that only.
You want me to break it down scientifically, Komal?
Sure,
why you win all the time? So my experience in nuclear science.
Don't tell me that you are egoistic and you always think you're right.
No. My experience in nuclear science and engineering and space technology lets me explain that you always win because you're a girl.
No. It's irrespective of gender, and whenever we talk, you never just put your hands down in front of me unless it makes sense. And I remember our conversation in Starbucks when you were adamant on this thing that no, this can't happen and this is not possible. But ultimately, after like 30 hours, not 30 hours, sorry, 30 minutes conversation, you finally put your hands down and you said, okay, you make sense.
Yeah, you make sense.
Don't tell me you did that. No, you were not in that zone that you're going to do that just because I'm a girl.
Okay, yeah, correct.
That is a very serious accusation. I didn't like it.
That's a very sexist accusation.
Yeah.
But just for fun, we can do it every now and then. People are very sensitive these days.
Yeah, even I am. Yeah.
All right, so in case you're wondering, this is not our topic of discussion for today.
Exactly. You don't even know what we are talking about.
You don't even know.
Random shit.
Yeah, but I know we are going to talk about... I want to talk about two of the stupidest revolutions of this world. Entire history. And I want you guys to guess what I'm going to talk about. Two stupid revolutions in history. And maybe you can guess it, but we are going to discuss it by the end. So some of you guys will get some history lessons. So some people are wondering, why did I stop talking about World War II all the time? I stopped it because of you, partially. Just like I stopped talking about Joe Rogan all the time. Right.
Oh God, but then, now I feel guilty.
No, but it is about time. But you know better than anyone else over here that I've consumed like a 10 terabyte ton of information on World War II since the last time. So I have like infinite times more information and about other revolutions as well. So we are going to talk about two stupid ones. Maybe it will be historical information to some of these people. I don't know if I can compete with the Kohinoor information that Komal dropped a couple of episodes ago. But because I don't have the level of preparation that you had. Other than that, we are going to talk about the social media depression. It's going to seem like a very common, rugged up topic that everyone talks about. And you're right. But then again, we are going to give it a different perspective as always. And other than that, we are going to see along the way.
Yeah. Hmm. How it goes and where it goes. So basically, Ashish stopped talking about World War II or Joe Rogan, but he never stopped watching it or listening to it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, every time you'll see Ashish, he's always immersed in these movies where Hitler is there. Not because he's he consider him as one of the proponent or someone he see as something role model or something like that. Yeah, but one thing I've realized that history always teaches you so many things.
I got Komal to watch few episodes.
Yeah.
That is a big deal. Komal does not watch anything with blood. So I said that it's black and white blood. So maybe you can watch it. But she watched, I think, 3 or 4 episodes.
Yes, starting.
Yeah.
3-4 episodes.
Yeah, which is a big deal. I'm proud of that.
Yeah, what to do? Like in my dreams, I'm just fighting and I'm just running and ghostly things and all. They just haunt me.
Yeah.
What to do?
She starts to get nightmares.
Yeah.
She can't walk in dark places.
I don't walk. I just like it. They just haunt me.
Hmm. All right. So we are going to talk about that later. But let's start with this social media thing that is kind of new. Now, we can kind of talk about it because fortunately we were at a time where this was not everything.
Yeah.
There was a time for a lot of kids. It is not even something that they can perceive. But there was a time where your social media credits or followers did not really matter.
Yeah.
You did not need to post pictures so that your friends think that you are having a good life. Now it is everything. And that day the whole argument or conversation started that was that meme, right? It is really depressing when you find someone exactly of your
more
same
talented
age
than you and your day is ruined.
And much more successful at the same age as you, right? No. And that is very true. That day you were showing some model who was like 27 years old, something like that, and has already gotten a PhD, 4 or 5 research papers. And
not PhD, but like paper published and all. Yeah.
Yeah. And on top of that, she's like a international level model.
Yeah.
So activist and not know. Next, she's going to get a Nobel Peace Prize or something. and all of a sudden, I started.
And a flag bearer for sustainable fashion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I said, oh my God, I'm a mess. I've not done anything.
And I was like, okay. I have also accomplished things, Komal. Like, yeah, you have done it.
Yeah, you look at Gigi Hadid and you're like dead now. I'm nothing now.
She's almost of my age and I feel like, But as I got inspiration from Tick Tick Boom, never compare your age.
Never look at your age. My friend, one of my friends, so I said, man, we're going to enter 30s very soon. He said, 30s is the new 20s, bro. I like that. I like that. That makes me feel good. But anyways, no matter how old you are, and that starts to happen more as you grow older. Because when you're in your teens, you can always say, hey, he's much older, she's much older. But in my teens, you know what happened? Justin Bieber happened. And Justin Bieber is exactly my age. So you always end up comparing yourself. And that is all hyped up because of social media, because now you are going to compare yourself with your friends as well.
Yeah, but you know, Ashish, this does not happen with me. Like whenever I see Romy, whenever I see Gigi, whenever I see Bella and all these models, Victoria, and I see, like, obviously there is a wish to go over there and to show my talent on an international platform. But at the same time, I feel that it also depends where you are starting off. When everyone's starting point is different, how can I compare myself with them? They are already born in a first world country and I'm already struggling with my finances. I'm already struggling with my personal issues. And they must be having, but not the same issues which I'm having over here. It's completely different. Sometimes they sound bizarre, right? So there are many issues, especially for girls. over here, like in country like India, you have to just become independent and then you can think of your things which you always wanted to accomplish
above
and now
all,
you're going
above
for it.
Above all, your parents won't support you no matter
what
you
so
do.
You have to act independently. You are master of your own.
So the moment you tell your parents that I'm going to do whatever I want to do,
they'll
that's where the support ends. So either you're going to listen or you're going to do everything on your own.
Exactly.
So yeah, that is true. But let us bring another picture.
Yeah.
Two people starting at the same point and they are struggling equally. Everything is equal. Even then, it does not mean that you're going to reach the same level of success from your standards at the same age.
Yeah, even if I have to watch someone who has started from the same, like, I can see, like, they have started from the same country, but they must not be in the same condition and situation I have grown up in.
Mm-hmm.
So, I never compare because I know they must be having different struggles. But when I look at my story, at my past, I feel I'm not demeaning them or something, putting them down. I feel like it's very different and it's very deep. Someone would have really given up already. So I'm coming out and I'm putting my efforts, I'm putting my all to my career, to my path where I want to go. So I think I never ever compare it considering these facts.
But won't you agree that will make you very complacent?
No, like I want to grow. I'm completely focused on my growth. It's irrespective of that. When I'll start comparing, then I'll be having maybe inferiority complex. I want to
a little bit of comparative or nature or competition is not healthy.
It is. Like, I'm not saying that it is healthy, but it depends on the person. For me, I never compare like that. Right. I know I have the zeal, I have the fire, and you know that whenever I do my work, I do it more than 100%. And when it comes to modeling, it's more than whatever number you'll give.
Let's not talk about you though.
Yeah, we can just talk about generally. Okay.
Yeah, in general.
Yeah.
Don't you think that a little bit of competition is healthy? A little bit of jealousy is healthy? Ego is healthy.
Yeah, but people don't see the mark. There is no line between this jealousy.
That's what we learn.
And competition.
That's what we learn over time. That we learn to
that
balance.
That you have to consider. Yeah, that I'll agree on. That we have to just learn it with time. How to control our jealousy.
Some people just burn with it.
Exactly.
There's no doubt. There's no doubt in that.
Exactly.
Like,
they also try to burn the person who they are seeing on social media.
Yeah,
they'll try to accuse them and they'll try to put hate comments. And just on the latest, I remember on my latest reel, I got this hate comment. Right?
I think that you would get that in every, right?
Yeah, every on social, on YouTube also, on this reel, it just hit my mind with mentioning that hate comment. The latest one was that only. So it just hit my mind. So like that, I'm just trying to say that some people burn themselves and also try to burn others also who they are comparing themselves to.
Yeah.
Right. So in out of jealousy. So if they are not doing anything, they want other person also to just give up everything and they just be on the same level as they are.
Most people say though that you should not compare with other. What you are saying actually, that most successful people, if you listen to them, they are most of the time going to say the same thing, that do not compare yourself with other.
Yeah.
Don't have competition. Do your own thing. Do your best. Compete with yourself. All these good stuff. But I have to always look at people who are super competitive and did great things in their life.
Yeah, like it's every type of people are there. And when you look at the journeys, every type of journey is there.
But one
so
thing
you can't rely on one journey of one person.
Yeah, but one thing that I see kind of common in all of those people who compete a lot, who compare a lot, they never find peace after success. Do they?
Some do.
Really? Give me one example.
Okay, first you have to tell me what success means to you, then only I can tell
like
you.
Like I said, it's not my talk, it's not yours. I'm trying to talk in a general term.
Yeah.
So when you look at people, let us take an example of Michael Jordan.
I'll take example of Connor. He did not improve in terms of whatever was criticized for.
So what his whole thing was being a double weight world champion. And when he achieved that...
Yeah.
he's not any more peaceful or any less arrogant until unless he started losing. And then we see a whole different, what we saw with Ronda Rousey. Ronda Rousey, after losing, we all saw how she behaved. Right? So these people who drive everything with competition. Even when they're winning, even when they're on peak. You don't really find them to be very modest or happy or gentle kind of people, right?
Yeah, that's what we call that they can't handle the fame and success.
Well,
and that's where these things get introduced, like they don't know how to grow further because they are so much immersed in the fame and success.
Yeah, so I literally can make a video of comparing, should not even say this, I can really make a video comparing Conor McGregor with Hitler. Like, he really used to talk like a dictator. Like a dictator level ego is like, I'm everything, I'm this, I can predict future. If I say this is going to happen, this, what? Just go ahead and say that you are the God. And he did say that as well. So if it is all for show, it's completely fine. But if it is not, and that's something that happens to dictators as well. So initially, they try to show this persona that they're the God. Otherwise, there's no way that common people are going to follow them. They're just like everyone else. They're having the same flesh and blood. So why the hell will others follow you? So you have to show that you are something superior. You have been gifted. Every dictator had some propaganda. And when that happens, it starts with a show for others and then ends up consuming them as well. So they turn out believing their own lies. When that happens, well, it happened with Hitler, it happened with Napoleon. You pick up any dictator, you're always going to see that. And maybe that happens with a lot of these people who are in the domain of sports, who have to depict a kind of persona, and it consumes them as well. So, like I said, or like I did not say, ego jealousy most of the time goes out of the control. But it did not go out of control for me. But I'm not successful as well.
No, it depends. No, you are growing. You are putting your 100%. I know how much hard work you do, how much efforts you put into anything you do. So according to me, you are successful. And I think according to you also, you are successful. Comparing to Ashish, who was in 10th or 12th, you are far successful, right? You have worked on your weaknesses, you have worked on your setbacks, limitation, you have conquered them, and now here you are shining like a diamond.
Thank you for making me feel good, Komal, about myself. but most people, that is another thing, people have different measures of success. They act like our parents. Like, we hate the mentality of our parents, but at the same time, they do act like our parents, right? So so how will a common crowd judge a person's success or failure? Well, how much money do you make? How much properties do you own? How much popularity do you have? Like, I've talked to sponsors as well, and all they care about are views. Like, you have this many views, you have this many subscribers. Well, if I had to get a lot of views, I could do roasting, I could do lip syncing. Why would I run a goddamn podcast? This is the worst thing to get views, man. Hour long. 90% of people don't even click it.
That too with no clickbaits.
With topics like a different trajectory. Half people did not understand the meaning of that.
And keeping the language English.
We should do like Hindi and talk about relationships all the time.
And put thumbnails like this. Ye nahi dekha to kuch nahi dega.
Ye nahi dekha to paida hone ka koi fayda nahi. So we in general, and we are all culprit of that. Sometimes or the other, we all look at the views and the number of followers.
That pains me a lot, Ashish. Just now you said that you're not successful. You are. You're putting your 100% and it does not mean where you are. Like, then I think Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos, they should be the...
most successful
people. Yeah, but they must not be.
They may not be, maybe.
yeah, may not be. I just used the wrong word. They may not be, right?
Yeah.
So it depends on a person's perception. Maybe Elon Musk, maybe he's aiming for Mars civilization and he's still at the starting point and he's not considering himself as successful. Right?
Yeah.
So everyone's agenda is different. Everyone's definition is different. And someone's, I think most of the people's definition is getting fame, getting a lot of money. That is success. And that is bullshit according to me. That really pisses me off when someone says, like, I remember one time one person said to me, oh, she hasn't make a big name in the industry, nobody knows her, something like that in comment, like, excuse me. like that can be according to your definition, but according to me, I'm putting my 100%. I'm struggling, I'm going forward, I'm better than the yesterday, I'm liking myself more than yesterday.
Yeah.
And I ask myself that, have I made improvements? I always say yes, I have made improvements. And that's what success is.
So if you start talking about people who are most successful are the artists who go for very unconventional routes. Let us say a person left his job to become a singer. All right. Now, everyone will appreciate that. But then we have different standards. It's like levels of cages that is always going to be over there. Now, now that person has to get so many hits, so many downloads, needs to get signed by this record level. So it is always, again, now you are going to roll with the punches, listen to what people are saying. So why did you leave your job then? You could have listened to other people by following that same old rusty route that you were told to follow. So it always gets you. So I made one Talk Thought video, which is a series you might not know about, but its topic was sooner or later the world will get you. And just leaving your job or going for an unconventional path is not sufficient. Let us say everyone told you that you cannot be a good hockey player, and you said, I can be a good hockey player, and then you went out over there. And then you again over time started to roll with the punches. This is what you need to do, and then it becomes your job. So ultimately it remains the same thing.
Yeah, we have seen a lot of people, no? They are telling me down the line. In fact, I'll talk about my profession only because I have the experience with that only. So I have heard very recognized models talking to them. So they have told me like after 3-4 years, you'll get bored. I don't think so. Like it should not, if you are getting bored, then it is not your passion. Because it should be something which keeps you moving.
We do get bored, but not forever. It's not like I don't want to do it.
They get bored for forever and they just stop doing it.
It's like you take a break. That is a different thing.
Yeah, that is okay. That is, I'm not saying, I'm saying boredom for a longer term. Like bored, we always get bored if we all keep doing the stuff for 24 hours, 48 hours. Obviously, I need a break. Not that kind of bored. Bored like on a permanent level.
Saturation kind
of. Bored, if I say bored term, then it's on a permanent level. So I've seen people. So I don't think so that I will ever be bored of my profession because I know how much excited I am when I'm on the shoot.
Matter of fact, if you really like it, you'll feel like one lifetime is not sufficient to do all that I want to do.
And you'll find it. I always say it. You'll always find yourself doing it in daily habits. And if you have been, if it is in your daily habits, then you have been doing it for the time you have lived here on the earth. Right. And so if you haven't been bored for this much time, so how can you be bored for that much equal time ahead in the future? Right?
So I never got bored of making videos.
Exactly, because you love that.
I never got bored of making podcasts either.
Yeah.
I did not get bored of martial arts for how long have I been doing? It's like my age minus 8 years.
I feel like I have put Ashish in a different zone where he's like pondering over things.
Komal is a very enlightened person. Ladies and gentlemen, listen to you. Listen to me.
Back with the bang. This is Talk and Fire podcast.
You should all talk to Komal Taya. Komal Taya should be a psychiatrist.
I think I should just sit on Aastha channel.
Aastha channel. Aaj ka gyan. Sun lo.
Like, a lot of time when Ashish makes sense, I always say that tumhe aaj tak channel pe bhejna chahiye, pata hai tumhe.
Yeah, yeah, which is not bad as well. A lot of people, like, if you start talking wisdom, people start making fun of you. But sometimes it is good. Sometimes. Yeah,
just
sometimes
kidding, just kidding.
It is okay. Right? So yeah, we started with the whole thing. So what I was saying is that nowadays, because of the whole social media thing, people are just so stuck to numbers, almost like we are computers.
Exactly.
What else measures everything with numbers? Computers. So we are becoming computers. That's a new simulation theory, by the way. I must be writing a book on that. Right? So we are becoming computers now. And computers are becoming human, which will control us later.
Yeah.
They are becoming more and more intelligent, and artificial intelligence is going to...
Yeah, they are producing more and more bots. And bots. Then they are increasing the likes, views, and numbers of followers and subscribers everywhere.
Yeah.
Right? When people try to play, you play them back.
Yeah. What if? Here's a conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
What if internet has already got its senses, and it wants to promote all the stupid stuff online? Yeah. All the lip syncing, the most stupid videos, the most useless content, and it is increasing randomly the followers and likes of those people. And
that's actually the propaganda, Ashish, of many countries.
It wants human race to become dumber and dumber so that it is easier to control when machines and artificial intelligence gets the control. How about that?
Yeah, you know, in the very first video of very first podcast of this Talk and Fire podcast,
we talked about that
this is one of the biggest strategy, and it is one of the proficient strategy which is working like anything on the youth. Like, if you just, this is a very famous saying, that if you want to crush any nation or country, just destroy their youth, just blind their youth, and that's what is happening.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. What if there's a war going on online? Different countries are trying to make other countries dumber and dumber.
Exactly.
In which case, China definitely will win because it has banned all the external sources. But you never know.
But you should not talk anything bad, because a lot of things are happening.
What? They'll pick you up late at night?
Yeah, for people. Like, there are a lot of things are happening for people who are saying bad about China. So,
God damn
we
it.
Don't want ourselves at risk.
I love China.
I love China too. Yeah.
You have to trust me, because I love Kung Fu as well.
No, but I love Amy.
Yeah. Yeah, we... Should we talk about that now? We should not talk about that. There's
I think there is something wrong with political party, but citizens, they are never at fault.
No, Komal, stop over there. There's like political interest of two different nations. We should definitely not talk about that. We'll just move on.
Whatever we had talked, we have talked about political party and not about the innocent people.
Okay.
Let me just clear that.
All right. I thought that I'm going to start talking about something else, but ended up talking about something else.
Yeah.
Would you believe that? We have been talking for the last 30 minutes.
Okay.
Now I want to talk about two of the dumbest revolutions in the history of this planet.
So today I'm going to just sit silently and just listen to Ashish, because this time Ashish has come with this very brilliant topics. Throw them up.
You want to shut Komal up? Talk about history.
No.
I just was going to say that if you want to shut a girl up, start talking about history. Then I thought that is so feminist, man.
Exactly. Even I feel offended. Ashish, I'm going to walk off.
I was just thinking it as a joke. But then again, you can't make jokes anymore.
Exactly.
Your sense of humor, you throw it down your garbage. Everyone is sensitive. And 10 years down the line, God knows, someone is suing me.
Okay.
Hopefully by then I'm successful to sue them back.
Awkward silence over here.
If I'm not, time to sell my podcast. By the way, guys, did you know I've been getting offers for the last 2 years to sell my YouTube channel? Nobody knew that. Nobody even can imagine the valuation of my YouTube channel. Even I can't. So I said no to them. I really did not know the actual number that I should say. Like, it can be tenfolds or divided by 10, did not know. All right. Yeah. Anyways, with that thought hanging in your head.
Are you going to sell it somewhere down the line?
Hell no.
Obviously. Hell no. Even if you were in favor of that, I would not have let you do that.
Komal would have locked me in a basement.
Exactly.
And declared the word that he has been missing. So he can't sign anymore. He has given all the rights to me.
Yeah.
And I'm declaring today that this channel will never be sold. Okay. Anyways, no, it's not going to happen. Probably. It's never going to happen. Most likely.
Yeah.
No. I'm pretty certain about that.
Yeah. Cool.
Okay. Now, we are going to talk about two dumb revolutions.
Exactly.
Any guesses so far?
French.
How many revolutions do you know, by the way?
French?
Hmm.
I guess in Vietnam also one was there. I read it in my history class.
Did you? There was a war in Vietnam.
Yeah. So something I read over there. And American also, American Revolution. Yeah. And Russian Revolution.
Correct.
Yeah. So I heard them. Indian Revolution.
How the hell did you forget about Indian Revolution?
Indian, I said in last. Indian.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, now. Indian.
So I was certain about that. So I just thought to include it in last.
No. Indian Revolution was pretty smart. Matter of fact, I respect it. I respect it more than American Revolution. Okay. You have to study the independence of other countries to understand how unstable these independences are.
Okay.
Like, for example, a lot of country got independence. Like, Britain captured half of the world and the rest half that it could not, French captured it. So almost every country got its independence. And when they did, most of them went to turmoil. A lot of civil wars happened, even in America. But India, it is pretty stable so far, and I don't think that it is going anywhere. Yeah. Democracy is pretty solid. We are the biggest democracy in this world. So you have to respect those people who took in charge right after the independence.
Exactly.
So Indian Revolution is pretty smart. Okay. Two of the dumbest revolution. Number one, let's start with the time period. All right. So the one that happens before will be discussed first.
Okay.
So the first one is the French Revolution. And why is it dumb? Well, here's what happened. So there were monarchy. Monarchy was over there. King Louis was the king at that time. And there were different segments of people. And the weird part is that the richest got taxed the minimum. The poor got taxed most. So they were starving. And one day the peasants decided that they are going to revolt. All right.
This I know.
This you knew.
Yeah.
And they went the most violent that anyone has ever seen. That literally started chopping heads off. They chopped heads off. That's where the guillotine was invented. And straight up killing everyone from the family of the monarchy and wiping everyone out. And then came Napoleon Bonaparte. And over time, initially he started with, I'm going to establish some system over here, some structure over here so that people, common people, get good rights, things like that. And then he started declaring himself king and started declaring himself emperor. And over time, he started thinking that I'm almost a god, so might as well call myself a god. And then he invaded the rest of the Europe. And then he invaded Russia. And then he went to Moscow.
Yeah.
He sat on Moscow. But then Tsar was very smart at that time. He just used scorch earth method and he walked away. And then Napoleon and his army starved and they had to run back. Right. So when the Tsar and the others like Austria, I think, and Britain, these were having coalitions at that time, and they came back to Paris and they sat on Paris now, and they sent Napoleon to exile.
Yeah.
And then established another monarchy over there. And who is this monarchy? He's like a cousin of King Louis, who they killed back in French Revolution. So they did everything and got right where they started.
Oh.
So it does not make any sense. And when you properly look at it, revolutions
but
are...
we can't say that is dumbest. We can say that is most tragic, most tragic one.
Yeah, because they just accepted violence. Like in India, there were two parties, like when revolution was taking place. Half of these people were very non-violent.
Yeah.
Right. The Mahatma Gandhi side. Right. But there, everyone started killing everyone who is from any upper class and without any regard to what their standings are. And then ultimately the same, wherever they started, that's where they ended. So there's no point to that. And this spanned across somewhere like 50 years or so. So ultimately they are back over there. So when you look at revolutionaries, they're not always peaceful. And that is what you are going to understand from the second example. And they do not always have the best interest of the common public in their mind. Sometimes revolutionaries just want to take control in their own hands.
Yeah.
Why should the kings have the power in their hand?
Fun.
I'll have the power. We'll have the power. We'll rule. Right? And that's exactly what happened. So Napoleon was a very brilliant military strategist. He rose the rank very fast. He was winning wars after war. And he found out that I can gain this power, more power, more power. And it never ended. Right? But thankfully, his end was not that tragic. He was just sent to exile where he could write about himself. And that's where it ended, okay? So, yeah. Not going into detail, I'm talking about the second dumb revolution.
Okay.
And here you'll understand my perspective even better. So the Russian Revolution started somewhere around when the World War I was happening and ended, right? So the Tsars, again, were the monarchy over there. And what they used to call Bolsheviks was run by Lenin at that time, from which Stalin...
What was the term did you use?
Bolsheviks.
What is that?
Well, what's the best way to... Kind of revolutionary, what it means in Russian, I'm forgetting. I'm going to put it over here.
Okay.
But it is just a term that they used. Okay.
So in what context did you use?
They were revolutionaries.
Okay.
They want to, in the same manner, overturn the monarchy and establish something which is for the people.
Yeah.
And what was for the people at that time, it was socialism. They were of Marxist mentality.
Yeah.
And what we know now as communism.
Okay.
And please understand, communism was not what we see as today. What we look at communism, we see, oh, dictatorship. But back then, communism was like a cool thing. They thought that this is the solution for all the human beings, and democracy was kind of like a younger brother. People did not pay much attention to it.
Yeah.
So you have to understand, at that time, more than half of the world was either colonized, which is also same as monarchy, or actually under the leadership of a king, right? So these open-minded people, they thought that this is very unstable. It is never going to work. What is going to work is a single person dictating everyone and telling others what to do.
Yeah.
So communism was a good thing at that time. More than half of the Russia supported it, and they toppled it. They toppled the whole Tsar dynasty. But there was some rebellion who wanted the kings back, and they were winning as well. But they kept Tsar and his entire family as captive. I think three daughters and one son, and Tsar's wife, Tsarina, I think they called. And just when the other one the White Army, and these Bolsheviks were the Red Army, and the communist, when Stalin was there at that time, also Russian army were called the Red Army, right?
Okay.
So the white ones started to win, and when they were approaching the capital, they killed all these Tsars. Straight up shot them dead. And now you don't have a monarchy, because that's the big thing about monarchy, that you have to maintain the bloodline. You kill all the blood, who's going to rule now? So so this happened, and then what happened? Lenin took charge. And basically what he did is removed one monarchy and became the king himself. He never called himself a king.
Yeah.
But because the whole, everything changed from monarchy to communism.
Yeah.
But what you're looking at is a single person dictating everything else, dictating lives of every other person. And that is why KGB is so strong, Russian intelligence, because back when Tsars were there, they were using it to spy on their people, like the king's side.
Yeah.
And after they took control, they used it, the intelligence agency, to spy on their own people, that who's talking against me.
Yeah.
And whoever was against them, they are dead.
Obviously, right. You have to be.
Yeah. Yeah. No answers, no questions. You're dead. Yeah. There's no one who's... So this is kind of worse than what they had as a monarchy.
Yeah.
And then Stalin took over and people do not understand. See, Hitler was evil. There's no doubt. Stalin was no better. What he did was kind of almost the same thing what Hitler did.
Yeah.
What the Red Army did on German people were straight up atrocities. I showed you all whatever they did.
Yeah.
There was nothing peaceful over there.
Exactly.
They had no sympathies for the civilians. And Hitler had no sympathies for the civilians.
Yeah.
Hitler had no sympathy for the German civilians. Yeah. Stalin had no sympathies for the Russian civilians. He caused a famine in Kiev, close to that.
Okay.
So that fine quote that I talked about that day, a dictator will burn its own country.
Just rule over the ashes.
Yeah. So that is what you see all the time. Right. So this is again, you remove the monarchy and then you bring communism and then you go for a stretch of long time. Yeah. And how long did it last until the USSR disintegrated? And still, it's going on to some extent or the other. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
Because that is engraved. Right. It's your history. So it can be wiped out from the surface. But because what happened after World War I, when the Kaiser invaded France, he lost. And when he lost, that mentality is not going away. And that caused World War II.
Yeah.
And that is why it was important for the Allied forces to completely obliterate the nation.
Yeah.
They are not going to let anyone stay over there. The same happened with Japan. When they dropped Hiroshima and Nagasaki bombs, they said that I'm not going to let anyone stay over here. Yeah. Other than the monarchy who was over there. He just became a figurehead kind of thing. Rubber stamp. What was his name? Takeshi something. I'm going to put it over here. When I need to remember, I forget. And when I do not need it, I kind of remember it. But there was a monarchy in Japan, obviously. Yeah. And he was not completely removed. So... Yeah. In 45, when they took over, he was not removed. He was kept over there because the people were blinded. They were blind followers of that man. And he had to be over there. You cannot just kill that man, right? Yeah. But still, they completely removed the government. Because that is what happened in the First World War. A lot of people say that Treaty of Versailles was very brutal to Germans. Yeah. But you let the government exist over there. And sooner or later, it is going to go back up.
Yeah.
Right? So, those were the two dumb revolutions.
Yeah. That was very enlightening, Ashish Ranjan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You should know about this, but not worry about it too much. Because these things sometimes happens. Most of the time, we are pretty peaceful. Right?
Now, most of the time, we are peaceful now. Yeah. But earlier, we were not peaceful most of the times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you never know. Nowadays also, things are very... Like nowadays...
Getting crucial, I feel.
Nowadays, people are going to do mass murder legally. You won't even figure out how it is happening, what happened, who's culprit, who's victim.
With technology, people are doing it.
Yeah.
There is one, that Isro case, no?
Yeah. But,
remember?
Yeah.
Like if that guy would have gotten heart attack, then he would have died and people would have said like he died of heart attack. But it was a conspiracy.
Yeah.
So now people are using technology to
like
achieve the agenda.
Poison kind of technology was always there. That is what happened when they tried to find out what poisoned Alexei Navalny, the one man who was speaking against Putin, no?
Yeah.
They found out that he has been poisoned by a poison.
Yeah.
Russians have always been special with, like, it was their speciality since the Cold War.
Yeah.
So that is an old technology, but now it is like hacking and they are in your life and there will be blackmails and so it is a whole different, like, now people are aware, right? That is the best thing that we have right now.
Yeah.
That is why it is extremely difficult to have a dictatorship pop up. Like nowadays also the people who are like actually dictators, have a cover over there, like we are democracy or something like that, right?
Yeah.
So we are giving power to people as well, but they cannot do it openly. What Hitler did, like, I'm openly going to kill Jews, it's not going to happen anymore. But then again, because of the technology and the awareness, but they are having this technology as well, so they are going to use it anyways to fight the same thing.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
Right then. Okay.
Yeah.
How was it, Komal?
It was amazing. It was enlightening. It just broadened my horizons of mind.
Okay. I'm glad that you did not yawn. That would have made me feel terrible and very unsuccessful.
So I was listening to you as always. I knew. So that was nice. Okay. I really hope that audience also loved it.
I wanted to talk about James Webb Space Telescope a little bit because it's been a while since we talked about space science and technology. But I guess that we are running out of time. And next one, we can definitely discuss it in detail.
Exactly.
Yeah. Because
I feel in next one also, I'll remain silent.
You can always ask questions, Komal.
Like the amount of questions I asked over here, the same number of questions, it will be there.
Why? Why is that?
I feel so. Yeah.
That means that you have understood everything. That is good.
No, it's just like that. In history, you can't question it that much because they are facts.
Yeah.
But in science, in physics, in all these things, you can question.
Yeah, but there are always like loopholes. Like, why did this happen?
I want to do it at this moment because I can do that after this ends. I want the information to get transmitted nicely.
That's about it for Talk and Fire podcast. If you have questions, comment it down below. That's my radio jockey voice. I would have a decent career over there as well.
Yeah, I know. And we all know.
We all know.
Yeah.
Okay. That's about it, guys. We are going to meet again next week. I promised you last time that we are going to be over here.
Yeah.
And we are over here. See you next time. Till then, bye.
Take care, keep smiling, and bye-bye.
All right, guys, that's about it. This was the audio version of the podcast Talk and Fire. You can also find the video version on the YouTube channel named
Amalgam.
Thanks for listening. You can find our social media links down in the description box. And till then, bye.
And take care and keep smiling.
This is a weekly podcast and you'll find us every week. See you next time.
Bye-bye.